If you go to the top of our homepage at rushlimbaugh.com, you'll find a link to see this Hackett ad, and it is amazing. The libs, once again, trying to hide behind a military uniform. It didn't work for Kerry. I can't imagine it's going to work for Hackett. Well, we'll see. But you got to see this ad to believe it. Now, the thing that is interesting about that is this ad. What we have here, folks, is a Democrat who is once again a liberal. Let's not even say Democrat, but he is a liberal. And once again, as a caller said not long ago from Ohio, Paul Hackett is trying to hide his liberalism behind a military uniform. Now, stop and think. When was the last time the Democrats tried that? When was the last time the Democrats tried to hide their liberalism behind a military uniform? I think his name was John Kerry, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you what this really is. This is more a test of Hillary Clinton and her nude deceptions about being a moderate. Let's just see if a liberal Democrat can win an election in a Republican district lying to the voters. That's the test here. If there's anything bellwether about this, it is this question. Can a liberal Democrat hiding behind a military uniform win in a Republican district while lying and denying his liberalism? Well, you're illustrating here the deceit that makes up this whole campaign and the whole ad. So, you know, to get into a parsing of it is, it's not the point. You know, that's getting into process, missing the big picture. The big picture here is he got another liberal Democrat trying to hide behind a military uniform and fool people and thinking he's a hawk when he's just the exact opposite. Some Democrat somewhere, some lib, is tutoring this guy on how to be fraudulent and deceptive. He may have, as a liberal, he may come by it naturally. I have to grant that possibility. Was Carville out there? Carville was out there campaigning. So Max Cleland was out there campaigning. Well, now, Cleland's uniform didn't help him in his reelection either. Back in, 2002? Plot thickens, James Carville. Advertising assistance to Paul Hackett. By the way, folks, John Glenn was there? John Glenn was helping it. Well. So we do have a high-ranking Democrat help, and so we know that the strategy from the highest levels of the Democratic Party is deceit. Lies and deceit. You would think, after Kerry, that they would learn you can't win hiding behind a military uniform when you're a lib. But they're trying. I guess they do, and I think Kerry was the wrong guy. This guy Hackett's the right guy. All right, we've learned a couple other things. Paul Hackett is a trial lawyer, folks. He's a personal injury lawyer like John Edwards. And it appears that he goes to Iraq to pad the resume, come back and run as a big supporter of the war, or at least finishing the project over there. This is a personal injury trial lawyer. In the mold of John Edwards, the Brett girl, who is trying to hide once again his liberalism behind a military uniform. You would think they would learn. So where are we? We're on the Rush Limbaugh program in the EIB network. But we're also here. The Democrats once again lose an election running an ultra-liberal hiding behind a military uniform. They once again lose an election pretending to be something that they are not. A hawk on the military and a hawk on the war in Iraq. They run again, once again, as deceivers, and once again, they lose. Oh, and we just had a new star born yesterday, Democrat Party, right? John Kerry Jr., trying to hide his ultra-liberalism behind a military uniform, and this is the new star of the Democrat Party. This is the new star of the Democratic Party.